the look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman basketball is gearing up for one of its most important development initiatives yet as the Olympic Solidarity Basketball Training Camp arrives at the Arc in Caymana Bay on August 6th, 7th, 8th and 9th. The camp follows Cayman's historic 3x3 debut at the Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games and it's designed to push the sport to the next level. CIBA's president, Colin Anglin.
FIBA has a keen interest in, of course, elevating the game everywhere, mm-hmm. right? And so when it comes to the Americas, this is a great effort for helping the countries in the Americas to elevate themselves in the sport of 3x3. So, as you know, we've been very busy and very focused in this aspect over the past few years, and it's created some magnificent opportunities as well. And so this is going to enable us to take our games to the next level, and of course, not just Cayman, but for as many countries as possible in the region. And so that's why with this training camp, we do have three other countries that will be joining us, Guyana, we have Jamaica, as well as Bahamas. So that's what this is about, and there's going to be a lot of great components to it. It's development not only of players, but of coaches, 3x3 managers, referees, and officials. So it's building the entire ecosystem to just raise the level of 3x3 basketball.
The camp is part of a long-term strategy to keep Cayman competitive internationally, offering elite training, technical refinement, and tactical development through world-class Olympic Solidarity resources. Anglin says the goal is simple, strengthen every layer of the sport and ensure Cayman continues its upward climb on the global stage. In other local sports, Cayman's national beach volleyball player Dylan Linney says the CAC Games in Santo Domingo delivered an atmosphere unlike anything he's ever experienced.
So we arrived at the CAC Games Village and they had everything you could dream of. They had a recovery center, a medical center, a gym, a cafe, a cafeteria. They had all the buildings of all the teams and you could see their flags and everything. And it was truly incredible. It was insane. And it felt like we were in the Olympic Village. Like that was the kind of experience we got. And it was truly surreal.
Linney says the setup made the event feel like a major international championship, setting the tone for what became a memorable week on and off the court. On the sand, Linney says Cayman showed grit in pool play, pushing some of the region's strongest teams.
I think in terms of how we played, the two games that we won, we could have played better, but we did pull through in the end, so that's okay. We just knew that we needed to take care of it next game. That was really good. We played games against Mexico and Costa Rica in pool play, and those games felt really good for both of us. Like, we both tried really hard. We put everything out there. We made minimal errors. We were playing excellently. It was just unfortunate mistakes and lack of knowledge and experience and time spent in the game and age and height. It was just a lot that came down to it, and we did lose, but they're very talented teams and we had great games against them.
Despite the losses, Linney says the team proved they could compete with top tier opponents. A narrow loss to Belize, however, and a tough outing against St. Kitts kept Cayman just outside their top 10 target, but Linney says the lessons were invaluable.
Our game against Belize, we went to three sets in. We lost, I think, 14-16, and that really stung because we knew that we should have taken that game from them, and we would have come 9th and 10th, which is, like, super good for us. Like, that was what we were aiming at, is top 50 teams, or top 50% teams. So top 10 was our goal, but we just came short of it. Our game against St. Kitts, we were just kind of defeated by the other game and tired, and we just didn't play properly. But we've learned a lot from this trip, playing wise. So that's good. We've developed our play style a bit better. We kind of understand each other more. It was truly an amazing experience.
The team captain said the experience will shape their growth heading into future international events. And Netball Cayman, formerly the Cayman Islands Netball Association, has a brand new executive committee following its annual general meeting. I caught up with President Tanisha Wilson on Radio Cayman Sports Extra.
We haven't had a fully elected board in a while.
Yeah.
And to have a fully elected board and having everyone on board with the same mission, the same goal, with collaboration with our stakeholders, bringing full transparency to our clubs, our members, players, you know, it is very exciting. We're looking forward to taking netball to the next level here.
Awesome. I like that. And how would you describe your own journey in netball from an athlete to an administrator to now president?
I'm very excited to be in this role, you know, being a former national team player, having represent Cayman in the under 16 tournament and also our last world championship, which was held in Jamaica in 2003. So it's a privilege to be here in this position to be able to, you know, take netball to the next level.
I like that. What motivated you, Tanisha, to step forward for the presidency at this particular moment?
We needed change. Okay. Change was definitely inevitable. And I think it was a great opportunity for me to take on that role so that I could help assist with making the change that netball needs overall.
Okay, and I noticed that you guys recently underwent a name change. What was the reasoning behind it, and what does the new identity signal to the public?
Officially, back in 2018, the name was changed when the constitution was amended. However, it wasn't implemented, but with the new elected board, we wanted to ensure that we take the new name forward. Most of the other countries in the region do have Netball Jamaica or Netball Trinidad, so we wanted to ensure that we were in suit as well.
So it's Netball Cayman.
Netball Cayman, correct.
As Wilson steps into the top role, she'll be supported by First Vice President Avril Myers-Stanbury, Second Vice President Lyneth Monteith, Secretary Ariana Grant, Treasurer Marvin Gordon, and Independent Director Bob McBean. The new committee also includes a full slate of district representatives: Brian Green for Cayman Brac, Kara Co-Donaldson for Little Cayman, Catherine Gao for West Bay, Lucy McLaughlin for Georgetown, Sheena McDonald for Bodentown, Alexis Carayas for Northside, and Kadeen Foster for East End. Wilson said the expanded structure strengthens Cayman Netball's reach across all districts as the sport continues to grow. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports. For this evening, I'm Dion Anglin.